Hey, hey, hey!
Do you know that, like, I'm waiting for that to be done.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't figure out what day it is. Do you ever feel like that? I was going to be like, we just got back from vacation.
We're in April. Woohoo! No. Did anybody play an April Fool's joke on you?
No.
My aunt had a birthday. Happy birthday, Aunt Sandy. Her birthday is on April 1st. And so,
we are recording,
April Fool's.
We are recording you 2 days early now today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It just fit with the schedule, people.
With this week's schedule. It's fine.
We're like, listen, Dana had... Okay, so this is funny. This morning I wake up, and I woke up in Columbus because we have been like in my old hometown for Easter. And so I was waking up in my old bed at my parents' house without my parents, with my husband. We were alone in the house.
Oh, that's exciting.
With two dogs in our bed.
Did you enjoy it?
No kids. No, it was very sad. Yeah, I didn't like it at all.
Of course not.
So, but I get on my phone, pull up Facebook, and there's Dana in a video from her mother-in-law with all the food that she made.
We were dying.
We were dying laughing because Maria Geraci is like, first of all, they're Italian, so they like have all the Italian recipes. Like, she's just a good cook.
She's a great cook.
So every time she posts all of her food, we're like, we wonder if they're going to bring the leftovers that we can eat. Because we're total leftover people from Maria Geraci only.
We do. Well, what's funny is she used to always post it.
Hashtag
food porn.
I'm like, you have to tell her to stop
that.
And
we were like, we couldn't like tell her to stop, but we would make fun of her so much about it. So like every time she would cook, we'd be like, hashtag food porn. And finally,
she doesn't do that anymore.
She got the clue. She got it. But like our cousins, everybody.
I'm like, what does that even mean?
We don't know. It's weird. It's so weird. She posts everything. And like.
No. She's a good cook.
She's a great cook. But
so thank you for dinner tonight, Maria, because we had chicken cutlets.
We had eggplant parm.
Manicotti,
which drives me crazy that she says manigot. I'm like, it's like an old school Italian way to say it.
What all did we have? We had like her
manicotti. We had eggplant
noodles.
Parm. We had like a rotini bake. Oh, it wasn't rotini. It was like a penne pasta bake.
Eggplant parmesan was delicious.
It was so good. Meatballs. Yeah, chicken cutlets.
Honey baked ham for me.
Yep.
That was my contribution.
So we always have ham for Easter. And like, this is what I find hilarious right now is that we always tell our mom, like, nobody eats it. Just don't do it, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, well, I like it, so I'm going to have it, blah, blah, blah. We're like, it's fine. Nobody ever eats it. Don't you know?
The honey-baked ham? Wait. Well, she makes Maria ham.
She makes it herself, but it is so good. So she decided she would not have it, and everyone was like, where's the ham? She's like, you guys say you don't want the ham, so I didn't do a ham.
What did Maria make for dessert?
Okay, so
not that you could have room for dessert because of all the other food.
So for Easter, traditional Easter and for Italians, so this is actually really funny. It's something called a chadone. Now, if you look up a chadone, it's a meat pie.
It's not a chadone.
But what she calls it is not. Right. So in like old school, like off the boat, Italy, they call chadone is actually like an Italian cheesecake, and it's ricotta cheese with sugar and egg and like a little bit of lemon. Whereas like a regular cheesecake would have cream cheese. Mm-hmm. It's literally the only difference is it replaces the cream cheese with ricotta cheese. And so she makes that, that's another thing we like to make fun of her about. Cause we're like, this is not a chadone. A chadone is a meat pie. Like if you Google it, but then like everyone that we know that is like a little bit more old school Italian, like if you ask them, like people that we're not related to, like just friends of ours and stuff, they're like, oh yeah, it's Italian cheesecake. So like everybody knows, but we will look for any reason to kind of bust on her a little bit. But so she made that. And then my sister-in-law, there's a gluten-free bakery near her house. And so she got a few things and I got to have cheesecake made with gluten-free graham cracker crust and it was fantastic. Like I never get to have that. So that was really good. But that was it. It was a lovely Easter, but it was crazy because we had just come home. We were in Disney World, our kids' band.
We haven't talked about it yet.
We haven't. Our kids' marching band got to march at the Disney World parade, like right in front of the castle. And so we went to Disney World and it was a wonderful time. But I will tell you, I am done with Disney.
I'm tired. Disney is not a vacation. It's an experience.
I am broke and I am tired. And I am like not... I think I just don't think Disney is an every year thing. I think
for
Disney
sure not
is, and we were just there, so my kids just were like, "It's fine," like, and I can't spend that kind of money for something to be fine. You know, it's got to be like amazing.
We left on Friday night because we flew Frontier because we're budget people. Well, Frontier canceled our flight.
We were on the same flight. Supposed to leave out Saturday
5:30 morning.
5:30 morning. We'll get in at 7:30 or 8. We'll have the whole day ahead of us. Sounds great. Frontier changes the flight like 2 months ago, randomly. Like, oh, now it's going to be at noon, which would get us in at like 2:30. So like your whole day's gone by the time
we were
like
going to the park. So we had to change our flight. So we took the 10:10 flight out of Cleveland, which did not leave until 2 a.m. Now, I will give them the credit, Frontier, that we took off. Yeah. It was a maintenance issue. And so here's my thing. If it was a not important maintenance issue, they should have known that 20 minutes in. Instead, they made us wait 4 hours. And we were on the plane for two of those 4 hours.
That's what I actually have the worst mm-hmm. issue with, is that they had you board the plane and then sit there.
Like, right. So maintenance had to come on. We're like, there's no way. If they make us get off this plane, we're not going. Meanwhile, we had someone taking care of our animal staying in our bed at home. So like, we can't go home. They'd already charged our credit card for our hotel that we had booked. Because we're like, do you think you can just rent like a couple hours in the middle of the night a hotel to sleep
it's called,
in?
It's called prostitution. Yeah. Right.
And so we're like, yeah, no, we just have to buy the night. And so we couldn't stay at the airport because that was too expensive.
Right.
So at 4 a.m., we roll into Orlando because we had to get there because we had already orchestrated my mom, Silas and Hazel, my next in line brothers and the oldest of four, Andrew's number two, to fly in at 7:30 in the morning. Sam was flying in. We're all going to meet and then we're headed straight to the park. So we had to get there. We literally got 2 hours of sleep, got back in the car. We were getting to our airport or our hotel when people were leaving.
To go to the airport. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
No, we, so also with Frontier, like, so we weren't as bad, but they did change our flight. So we kept the flight that they changed it to because we were not going to the park on Saturday. So we flew out. Our flight was supposed to leave at noon. It left at 1:30. Like, it's just every single time I fly Frontier, it's an issue. And I just
think, and they're fee-based.
It's all fee-based.
And I don't think Frontier is going to be our sponsor.
No, I don't. And I'm okay with that. I don't think I want them to sponsor us.
We're very angry at them, too.
I just feel, and you know, I said to Tom's like, we're done with them. We're done. He's like, we do this every time we book a flight. We think, oh, it's so inexpensive.
It's affordable. It's but our time is money. But
what is your time worth? Like, honestly, it's just, it's awful. So my brother flies a lot with United. So he was able to, he booked our flights home and because he got, not he, this had nothing to do with him, but they just had a really cheap flight coming home. So we grabbed that flight coming home. But when we fly with my brother, we get like free luggage and everything. So we just book it all under his reservation. It's just so much easier. Like United is just, I'm sorry, they are. They're just so much easier than flying the budget airlines. So
I have a lot of points with them. And so like I have free flights and things yeah. and they are, they're a good airline.
But any of the bigger ones are just so much easier to fly. If you fly Delta, it's easier. If you fly United, if you fly American, like any of those.
There was the worst easier. Customer service at the gate in Orlando from Frontier because, let's be honest, okay, Sam had to fly home to go to college, and so he had to leave straight from the park, which you cannot, Disney pro tip, you cannot get a flight or an Uber to go to the airport for your flight straight from the gate at Magic Kingdom. No Ubers allowed. You have to go to Tickets and Transportation. We did not know that, so we had to get a locker to put all of the stuff in, but he is a big Star Wars fan and made this fancy dancy. We had an appointment for him to make this lightsaber, which I don't want to know what it costs, but it was expensive.
But here's the thing. Every kid makes a lightsaber or a droid. I promise you. My nephew made a droid this time. My son made a droid last time. Like every kid walks out
it's
of the park.
It's not the $44 one.
No. We made the $200 droid. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm familiar. But my point is,
at least a droid like fits in your.
It's still a carry-on. It had to be a carry-on. It's in its own box. And every airline is fully aware that a kid coming out of Orlando, mm-hmm. somebody, 9 times out of 10, you're going to have some random huge carry-on.
So Bill asked at the gate because it's cheaper to pay for a checked bag than it is a carry-on.
On Frontier.
You're allowed your personal item. asked at the gate. Oh yeah, totally. You can carry that on. You're good to go. Checked our two bags. Get to the gate, ready to board. Not a nice lady working the gate.
They never are.
Sir, step over here. You're going to have to pay to have this as a checked bag. Excuse me? You know, Bill is like Mr. Patient.
Yeah, he does not fight anybody.
And he's like, no, I've talked to three different people and they said it's fine. And she was nasty. Mm-hmm. 99. So not only do you pay for a checked one, they upcharge you at the gate. So it's totally, I feel like it's a scheme. They
have you, what else are you going to do?
Oh, they slammed the door shut. Yeah. Frontier. You kind of sucked in Orlando. Yeah. Slammed it and said, you either check it or you miss your flight. And she shut the door. And not only did she shut the door, she slammed the door. Then after he paid the $99, we went in, she slammed the door again.
Yeah. I find it to be appalling.
Like, it was very rude. Very, very rude. Shame on you. And just get it together. We're like, if we had to check it, we would have checked it. Don't try to make more money. And then there was a poor teenager behind us. And he said, I flew with the same bag from Cleveland as my personal item. And now they're making me pay.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And so there were like lots of families that were having problems. Yeah, and I'm like, this is not great customer service.
No, they are known for terrible customer service.
They're just
service.
A fee-based flight company. And I mean, if that's what you want to be, but stick to your, make sure all your employees know the rules.
Be consistent. Yeah. I mean, if you want to charge and train a fee, your that's employees. Fine. But they should be charging it all the way through, not just. Yeah, it's just been, we have had one, we have never. Never flown Frontier where we didn't have an issue.
Yeah.
I mean, when we were going,
I will give it to them getting us to Florida, but
yeah, but 4 hours late. We were laughing. We get off the flight.
A lot of people we knew on that flight too. Yeah, so we're all just hanging out together.
We got off coming home. We flew United home and we get off the flight and we didn't land until 10:30 in Cleveland. Well, no, it was like 11. We got delayed. Yeah, that's what it was 11 when we landed. And Tom was picking us up at the airport. So me and the kids are walking through the airport. And there's one flight on the board, one flight at 10:30 at night. And it's a Frontier flight to Orlando, delayed. And I could not help but laugh. I'm like, of course it's delayed.
Yeah.
Like, of course.
It's a little rough.
It's just, they don't do good business. And so I think we're just done with them. Like
It's
not worth it. I'd rather pay, you know, $50 or $100 more a ticket to just have an easier time and not stress. It's always like, are they going to change it? Is it going to go away?
Yeah. So we did. We've dealt with this on multiple vacations, them changing our times after we booked what it was.
So what we're finding out, we have a friend of a friend works for a different airline and they said that they are known for overbooking flights and then they create new flights after they like, they just let as many people buy the fare and then they create new flights and fill them with those people. Like, so they just, they do it with full intent of changing.
Of doing
their
it. They know they're going to do it.
Yeah. So it's just not right. It's bad business. Anyways, moving on. We had a great trip though. It was
Nice. Silas and Hazel went to Disney World for the first time and it was fun. They were ages 9 and 11. We had a great time with them and it was just fun.
Yeah. It was very cool. My one brother has two kids and my other brother is about to get married. So he and his fiance came down, both my brother and my sister-in-law and their kids and my mom got to come. And so
the Grammys were reunited.
And my brother redid his basement a couple years ago and they have this wall where they, what are those called? I have hanging there.
Smallwoods.
So my sister-in-law, every time they go to Disney with like a big family trip, they have one of the pictures.
Oh, your picture would be cute. Yes. Yeah.
And so she has like one of just us and her family and one of her brother and their family and one of her mom. And now she's been waiting for this, like the whole family with my mom. Like, and my mom was really cute. She was like, when I was in high school, none of you were alive and you're all here because of me right now. Like, it was really cute. Like, she was like, look how many people are here. It was very cool. So it was great. You know, typical, I want to kill my family moments. I love you all. But at the same time, oh my gosh, I need a moment away. But overall, it was such a nice trip to like get away, but just not relaxing. So
no, but Disney isn't. We walked about 10 miles a day, our watch said. And how can you walk 10 miles a day and like still
and function
gain weight?
What, Tom said he gained 9 pounds.
Well, Tom would like lose it in one day.
And he did already. But we went after Disney. Tom flew home because it's tax season and it's not good for him to not work right now. So he flew home and the kids and I stayed with my brother for 2 extra days. And we went to a Marriott Vacation Club resort for 2 days in Orlando.
Our kids rode the bus home.
Yeah.
Without their friends, I just pretty have much. To say this.
Hold on. I'm gonna revert for a second. Oh,
what are you gonna say?
That every kid who got picked up. So we picked Olivia up at Universal on Tuesday night. I had to go pick her up, and there were multiple parents there.
There are a lot
because every parent that had gone to Florida then either flew their kid home or they went on the rest of their trip or whatever, except for the Patterson kids.
Yeah,
they were the only kids. The only kids
I think they
whose
were.
Parents were in Florida flew down to see them and then flew home without them. And yeah. They had to take the bus home.
Well, we paid for them to take the bus.
I don't care.
We'd already booked our flights.
Whatever.
Anyways, they were sleeping all night and we were up all night. So.
Fine. But anyways, I will tell you though, the worst feeling in the world is like getting off the plane coming home from Florida and you like feel that freezing cold.
Oh yeah. And no like, Coke. They no never Coke. Go with a Coke.
I had flip flops on. Like what? Of course. Oh,
I did not have flip flops on.
I did. But like, oh, it's just the worst. Speaking of coats, do you want to talk about what you've been wearing to the market?
Oh yeah. So I mean, apparently this might be a problem for some people.
You're offensive.
Yeah. I feel like I'm okay with how I look.
You're not. So she has been wearing to the market.
Take me for how I am. My husband married me.
I think he's regretting it when you walk in like that. She has this coat that at one time.
Multiple coats, I don't actually. Doubt,
but the one is really bad. Like, it was really bad. It has, you know, when you have a puffy down coat and you get a hole in it and the inside peeks out a little bit. This coat had about 10 of those.
It's from Athleta.
Okay. But
the, nice coat. I got some holes in it. It
was a nice coat at mm-hmm. one point in time. This coat is so worn. And she's like, well, it's my barn coat. And I'm like, well, that's totally fine if you only wore it to the barn. But she doesn't. She wears it in public on a regular basis, wears it into the market. I'm 90% sure.
Because I go from the barn to the market.
I'm 90% sure she thinks that she'll make customers feel bad for her and buy more things because she looks so bad. Either that or they're going to be like, oh my gosh, Patterson's is amazing. They're employing the homeless.
They give the homeless jobs.
Then, so she tells me the other day, she's so proud of herself. I threw the coat away.
I did.
Oh, thank you.
I was like only not throwing it away because I was trying to prove a point. I'm like, what point am I trying?
The point was not proven.
What point am I trying to prove? I just got out the next coat.
It got like, who are you spiting here? So she walks in the other day and she has on these
jeans. A North Face coat.
That are.
J. Crow.
Fine, but not appropriate with the boots that she was wearing.
The jeans were actually good.
The jeans were the best part of the outfit, but then she had boots with no socks on.
Duck feet.
You could see her.
They had socks. Ankles. They were ankles.
All right. Then she had on this. She had a new barn coat on, but mm-hmm. it was not new. It was old. It wasn't. And she's like, but it's a North Face. I don't care. It also had holes in it. And not only did it have holes, there is a stain of what Bill and I can only assume is animal feces at some point in time that never got washed. I really don't doubt that just a good washing would help this coat quite a bit. But she wore this into the market. It was so, half the time there's like straw in her hair. I'm like, you cannot come out in public. You have to understand the market is not your house. Like, you know how you can walk around your house and you're like, oh, if somebody pulled in my driveway right now, I'd like go run. She wears that. Like, that is not an extension of your home.
Bill,
that
is funny, a place there was business. A really nice looking man and he was in a collared shirt and khakis. I'm like, sir, can I help you with anything? He's like, no, I'm good.
He probably ran the other
way. He's really like,
that's the people that he's like, oh, wow, Patterson's really employs anyone.
Well, the best part was that, like, so here's what I always say. I always tell Amy, who works with us, like, I'll be having the super productive day, like the best of productive days. Like, I've got 25 things going on. Like, they're all almost finished. And Bill will be like, we got to go run an errand. And I'm like, but he doesn't realize, like, I'm in the middle, like, of this. I will say,
you two do not run errands separately.
We do like to be together.
Yes, like, where Tom, like, if I go to the grocery store, he would never come with me. They cannot, one cannot go to Costco without the other.
We like to go together. We always have.
I mean, they go every, this is why they get nothing done, because there's no reason.
But we do get things
there's
done.
There's no reason for two done. Of them to go everywhere. Oh, we have to go to the bank? Nice. We both have to go to the bank. We have to pick up the kids? We both have to go pick
we
up the kids.
We deliver cider. We just go together.
Together, everywhere.
It's so cute. Anyways, so one of those together activities was to vote, because we certainly do that together. And so I'm like, oh, I have this coat on, and we voted our church. It's our precinct. And I was like,
where people see her and know her.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I have this coat on. So I went to vote and I thought, oh my gosh, people were probably like, Bill Patterson brought some homeless lady to vote.
He's nice really of him. Trying to like get.
He's bringing in the population of the homeless, because that's. And then really I saw our seamstress was there. Oh,
she was?
She was there. I'm like, oh my goodness.
She was probably like, I could fix that coat.
She's probably like, throw that coat away.
Oh, it was really, it's embarrassing. It's got to go.
It's not that bad.
It's pretty
bad. Well, that coat was. I threw it away. But now I've got the new coat, so we're good to go.
And this one really is so close, and it, they both need to go.
We're running out of time, but I have to tell you, did we tell the lightsaber story, what happened, that he got charged extra? But Bill Patterson is walking. I know, but like, what I forgot to mention is that he was walking around the airport carrying a lightsaber. So he looks like... He got the lightsaber.
He looked a little
nerdy. He's wearing it across his body.
Stop it.
Like, he's a lightsaber person. And I'm like, you were not my husband. So I might wear a bed coat, but he wore a lightsaber in the airport.
You're embarrassed to him. You have no right to ever be embarrassed
in the airport.
Him.
He was wearing a lightsaber.
You wore that coat in public. And that is not the first time. And the fact that you're trying to act like it's the first time is awful, because you and I both know.
I mean, the coat still doesn't bother me. The lightsaber did, because I'm like, he's a real nerd.
You're literally dirty. I gotta go.
It is what it is.
We're done.
I don't know. Lightsaber or dirty coat? What do you think?
Neither.
We're a perfect match.
I wouldn't have married either of you.
Until next time, friends, we're mismatched.